This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A massive G7 Ukraine aid package is good to go, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Germany's finance minister says the group of seven leading economies and global financial institutions have agreed to provide $19.8 billion in aid to bolster Ukraine's public finances. Christian Lindner has told reporters that $9.5 billion of the total was mobilized at meetings of the G7 finance ministers at Königswinter, Germany, this week. He adds the goal is to ensure Ukraine's financial situation does not affect its ability to defend itself from Russia's invasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It comes on the heels of a $40 billion infusion approved by the U.S. Congress just days ago. Russian forces bombarded areas of Ukraine's eastern Donbas region from land and air on Friday, destroying houses and residential districts and killing a number of civilians, Ukrainian officials said. President Volodymyr Zelensky said the assaults have turned the Donbas into a quote-unquote hell. In the southern port city of Mariupol, scene of the war's bloodiest siege, the last heavily wounded fighters from holdout Ukrainian units have been evacuated from their stronghold, the Azovstal Steelworks, their commander said. It was not clear if the remaining defenders there have laid down their arms. The Kremlin, meanwhile, said it was bolstering its forces on Russia's western border, saying that moves by Finland and Sweden to join NATO were part of an increase in military threats. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app.